This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new search for the next University of Wisconsin system president could start in July. Rich Kramer reports it would come just more than a year after a controversial failed search, which resulted in just one finalist.
Last year's search was criticized from the outset because Region President Drew Peterson appointed a smaller committee than usual and didn't include faculty, staff, or non-Regent students. Region Vice President Michael Grebe, who hopes to be elected to lead the board in June, is planning a more fulsome search committee this go-round.
My expectation is that I will name a search committee that looks a lot more like what one would think of as a traditional search committee, not a committee that looks like the one that was assembled 2 years ago.
Grebe says the discontent from shared governance groups made it difficult for Regents to hire a replacement last time. The search also broke with precedent when former University of Alaska System President Jim Johnson was named the only finalist to succeed former UW President Ray Cross. That renewed allegations the process lacked transparency. Emails obtained through a state open records request show two national leaders interested in the job said they wouldn't proceed unless naming a single finalist was a viable option. Grebe says no such promises were made to candidates. Jim Johnson says he wasn't afraid of being outed during the search, but others were hesitant to be named as part of a group of finalists.
If there was going to be a horse race at the end, they didn't want that to be in public.
Regent Grebe says while Johnson was the clear favorite, the plan was to announce three finalists. One withdrew for personal reasons. Grebe says the other candidate left because the committee wouldn't name them as the only option. On June 12th, Johnson announced he too was leaving the search, citing process issues. That left Regents with nothing but a bill of more than $214,000 from the consultants hired to recruit candidates. Johnson says it was apparent he'd become a target of politicized conflict in the state, which would be a distraction.
He's the guy from that search, right? And so now instead of dealing with the real issue at hand, we're going to attack his credibility, legitimacy, standing because of that search.
Johnson resigned as head of Alaska's universities shortly thereafter. UW-Milwaukee professor and faculty senate member Kathleen Dolan says she wasn't surprised the search failed, primarily because faculty, staff, and students were excluded from the committee.
There was great suspicion in many quarters at the time that the Regents were looking for a particular kind of person, and they wanted to get that person in place, and they didn't want to have any, backtalk about it.
The naming of single finalists for university or system president jobs is a growing trend in higher education. Boards in five states went that route within the past 3 years. Judith Wild of George Mason University says it's driven by search firms, even in states that have sunshine laws.
Typically, those laws require a minimum of 3, sometimes up to 5 candidates be identified as final candidates, but they found ways to get around that.
In 2015, Republican lawmakers tweaked Wisconsin's open records law to exempt the UW from identifying multiple candidates. Jay Lemons of consulting firm Academic Search says the single finalist approach is as close as some systems can get to what is known as a private or closed search for new leadership. He says those often bring in more candidates due to fear of losing credibility or being fired for job hunting.
There are boards that don't take lightly to their leaders having conversations with other institutions.
But American Council of Trustees and Alumni President Michael Polyakov says the trend isn't good for higher education.
This seems to be much more of an exercise in, I'll only play this game if you will guarantee that I win it. And that does not strike me as a formula that under most circumstances will pull out the best candidates.
Though last year's UW president search failed, the interim appointment of former Governor Tommy Thompson to lead the state's colleges drew praise from many corners of the system. He will stay in that role until a new president is hired. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.